There's growing evidence that people can protect themselves from Alzheimer's disease by keeping their brains active. Last week, a study found that elderly people lowered their risk of dementia by playing board games and working crossword puzzles. And a study in this month's issue of the journal Neurology suggests how learning protects the brain. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The more education people have, the less likely they are to lose mental function in old age. That's the finding of several recent studies. Dr. David Bennett of the Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center in Chicago says those studies raised an intriguing question.
If education protects you from developing Alzheimer's disease, how does it do that? What's it actually doing to the brain?
One possibility is that vigorous mental exercise prevents the buildup of abnormal protein deposits that are the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. Another possibility is that education somehow allows the brain to function normally despite the deposits. To find out, Bennett turned to an ongoing study of more than 900 elderly Catholic nuns, priests, and monks. They agreed to take a series of mental tests each year and to give their brains to science when they die. Bennett's team analyzed brain samples from 130 participants who have died since the study began in 1994. He says the results were unequivocal.
Education was not related to the quantity of these abnormal proteins in the brains. But in fact, what we found is that the more education you had, the more your brain could tolerate the accumulation of these proteins.
The difference was dramatic. For a given level of protein deposit, the least educated people experienced vastly more mental decline than the most educated. That result suggests that education is affecting something called cognitive reserve, which allows the brain to compensate for some of the damage caused by Alzheimer's. Bennett explains the concept this way.
Let's say your roof is leaking and you don't want your house to get wet. You put a bucket under the leak to catch the water drops. From there, you have a little bit of time, you know, before your house gets wet, and that's your reserve time if you think about it.
Education can't stop the leak, Bennett says, but it seems to give the brain a larger bucket. Many researchers thought education would yield slightly more cognitive reserve. They didn't anticipate the large increase found in Bennett's study. Neil Buchholz studies dementia at the National Institutes on Aging in Bethesda, Maryland.
I was surprised. I really wouldn't have expected this magnitude of this effect in this restricted range of education.
In the study, even the least educated participants attended some college. So Buchholz wants to know whether the protective effect would prove even greater if researchers compared people with PhDs with those who never finished high school. In the meantime, he says, scientists need to consider just how college and graduate school are able to increase the brain's cognitive reserve.
Education is doing something probably to affect some aspect of the structure of the brain, and one of the hypotheses, at least, is that education somehow increases the number of connections among nerve cells.
Buchholz says that if researchers can understand precisely what's happening, they may be able to develop a drug that accomplishes the same thing. Until then, graduate school may be the best way to ensure clear thinking in old age. John Hamilton, NPR News.